This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show just yet, but what we do have for you is something else. Yes, this is called 1911 University. With the professor. His name is Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was, when we were trying to get you and we weren't getting you, I was like, oh my gosh. It's what he told me it might be. But it's all good. Tis all good. So I want to talk a little bit. I made this decision for all of, you know, just to bring everybody up to speed to understand what Joe and I are going to be talking about. Joe is building another gun for me. He hasn't begun building another gun for me because Joe's very busy. His entire group has all they can handle. They just got a new mill that you call it the Beast, right?
The old mill is called the Beast.
Okay.
We didn't just get anything. I got a new mill.
Joe got a new mill, which
the
apparently
guy can use the Beast.
Okay.
I will use Little Web.
That's the is that the executive mill? That's what that is, isn't it? It's the Joe's executive mill.
Right.
Gotcha. Anyway, so Joe got a new mill that got put in, which. Just if you want to go check it out at Facebook, there's quite the components involved in it. There's cats and flatbed trucks and forklifts, and apparently mills weigh a bunch. So, got a new mill, constantly building a gun, constantly building guns and everything. And Joe was going to build me a another wide body or fat body, 9mm, and this time with an integrated. Gosh, I'm losing my phrase. What was going to be on it? Compensator.
Compensator.
Built-in compensator. And I shot the gun recently. I looked at film of me shooting the gun that I have, the number two, as I call it, or the Frady, as everybody else seems to call it. And I looked at the recoil on that, and it's ridiculous. There's no recoil on it. So I was just wondering how much more recoil mitigation one with a compensator could have on it. And then I had another thought. Because I carry, the whole time I was in the military, I was a 1911 45 ACP kind of guy. And I've never had one that was so dialed in like this fat WMGC is. So. But I was asking Joe a couple of, I was like, well, I'd like for it to have this and that and the other. And Joe was just like in a shooting gallery just shooting me down because I don't know what I'm talking about. So let's let's talk about what I don't know and explain it to me. So because the first thing I said was that I wanted him to build me a commander-sized 1911 or 20. Would this be a 2019? This will be a WMG what?
It'd be a straight WMG single sec.
Gotcha. So I wanted one of those that was a combat length, but with a compensator. And that was item number one. Joe pulls out his sharpshooting Fuller built AK-47 and just pops that one out of the way. Why don't I want a 45 ACP 1911 pattern pistol with a compensator on it, Joe?
Because they don't work.
How come?
Because there's not enough pressure from the round to make the comp effective. You know, you need for comp to be truly effective and useful, you need
I'm losing you. I'm not hearing some of the things you're telling me.
Is that better?
I think I heard you say, is that better? Okay, so you were saying.
So for a comp to work properly, what you need is you need a high pressure round. You need a lot of muzzle pressure coming off of there for it to be effective, for it to give you something. 45 comps are cool if you're shooting, you know, if you're going to shoot a 160 grain or a 180, 185 grain jacket bullet, and you're going to push it at 1100, 1150, you're going to really scream it out there, then they're effective. If you're like most guys out there, you're going to shoot a 230 grain bullet at somewhere between 780 and 885, or a 200 grain bullet, you know, lead bullet, which you don't want to shoot through a comp anyway, because you'll always be cleaning the darn thing.
Right.
But, you know, 200 grain jacketed bullet or lead bullet at, you know, 800, 850, a wad cutter load, you don't gain anything with the comp. You're not going to see anything, especially if the gun is sprung properly to begin with and built properly. It's going to shoot soft from the get-go. You know, the old adage that you hear about, oh, 45, that's a man's gun right there. That's got recoil, you know. You shoot them in the arm, and it'll blow their arm off, you know, all that crap. You know, and boy, that 45, it's got recoil. I got a client, you know, a really famous client, and his favorite saying is, they all fall with ball. No, they don't. But okay, you know, whatever. But if the gun's built properly, they shoot soft. The problem is a lot of gun builders and a lot of companies that make 1911s and 45, they're still using the spring specs from 1912, 1915, 1918, 1940, where they were
seriously?
Using 20. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So they're using the old military spring setup of a 20-pound mainspring and a 16-pound recoil spring. And the reason the military used that is because they wanted absolutely for the gun to function in all conditions as a loose pistol that has grit and grime, and, you know, it's a soldier's gun. Well, modern technology being what it is, if you fit the, and we've talked about this, if you fit the gun properly, you don't have to worry about all that debris and grit and stuff being in the gun, first of all. Secondly, you can go with proper spring rates. I use in a full size 45. I use a 23-pound mainspring and an 18-pound recoil spring, and that keeps the gun really flat and really soft. And it covers a variety of ammo range that a guy can shoot. So you can go shoot those 185, 200 grain wad cutter loads at 750 feet per second with no issues. You can also shoot those 185s at 1100 with no issues. You can shoot the 230 grain at 890 or 910, which is really hot hardball, with no issues.
Right.
But the vast majority of us are going to shoot a mix of softer, what people would consider softer ammo, you know, versus the 9 super crowd that's going to shoot, you know, a 124 grain bullet at 1250.
Right.
Well, that's a very high pressure round. 45 is operating on 18,000 cup. 9mm is on the hot side, nearly double that.
Right.
So the comp doesn't have any. In other words, the comp on a 45 doesn't have any gas to get rid of. That's why it's ineffective. That's
okay.
Why it doesn't work. That's why we don't put them on.
It was quite. I should have recorded that conversation. It was quite amusing.
we don't want to get you kicked off Westwood One.
No. That's right. I forgot about that part because as I was talking to Joe, there were some other things popping up too. And when Joe and I are offline, well, we're just a little salty. But that's because we can be, because we're Americans, by God. Coming up on the first break, and if you want to go check out what's going on at Chambers Custom, go check them out at Chambers Custom on Facebook, check them out on Instagram, and check them out at ChambersCustom.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And you forgot to send me your address. I don't know if I have it already, but you forgot to send me your address because you wanted me to send you some. Remember that?
Yep, I'll send it to you right now.
That'll be cool. So in addition to this, other stuff, when I was telling them what I might want to have on it, one of the things I did say was I wanted to have a dot on it, or be cut for a dot. But Joe decides to take it one step further, and, well, he decides it's not going to have any sights other than the dot on it, which is something that it did have a rear sight on the Night Fighter. Is this something you've been moving to, or do you just think it just, what do you think?
You know, Fish was here, and he spent a few days with us. And we discussed this at length. The vast majority of the general public looks at a gun without sights and goes, "Eh, what do I do if my dot dies?" You fill that little tiny lens of glass with meat and empty the gun. That's what you do. I personally I'm going away from having backup irons on my own guns.
Right.
And on custom guns, people expect them on guns like the Pro Series. That's why, you know, the Yeti gun, while not an official Pro Series, has backup irons. The Regulator has backup irons. The Light Fighter with a comp on it has backup irons. The Night Fighter had backup irons. Jared's new gun will have backup irons because people expect it. If you don't put them on there, they go, "Whoa, what do I do if my dot dies?" Yes, I understand. You're not comfortable shooting without sights. Okay. But for general, just going to the range, having fun, even carrying a gun, I don't see the point.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, you're sort of partial to the Holosun optics, right?
You could say that.
So with the Holosun optic, how let's say that it goes down, and you don't have the hologram in there anymore. You still have the window to line up the shot. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever seen how accurate that was? I haven't.
Yeah, I can hit with better than 95% hit ratio at 45 yards, about as fast as I can pull the trigger, with no sights, just shooting through the blank glass.
Is that sort of like an enhanced point shooting setup like that when you have that?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So
I mean, you just center up the lens on the IPSC target at 45 yards and press the trigger.
Yeah.
Notice so, I didn't say jerk the trigger.
Well, you hang out with Steve. You hang out with Steve. You know, it's touch press roll.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is then when you're like going like to breakfast or somewhere, what would you like? Touch press roll.
Yeah,
but then I get over that really quick though. Anyway, so it sort of has backup sights in it. Although I would think you've been hanging out with a bunch of guys that like to do a lot of things you might not necessarily like to do, like press checks. So this will enable you to, and you mentioned this. This will enable you to texture the top of the slide to do a little manipulation that way, won't it?
Right. Yeah. I mean. It just frees up the whole front end of the gun. You know, it makes it look clean. You can do some really pretty pattern cuts. Because, let's face it, the gun's obviously the primary goal is that the gun is reliable. The secondary goal is the gun is accurate. But the tertiary goal is when you open that box or when you take it out at the range or somebody sees it in your holster, they go, "Wow, dude, that is the most sexy gun I've ever seen. Where'd you get that?" You know, so if you don't have the wow factor, if you can't incorporate the wow factor into the gun, just buy a box gun somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're custom.
Right.
Because, well, it's custom.
Yeah. Now, for that, I mean, with the Night Fighter, which did have a rear sight on it in front of the optic, but I completely disregarded that. I found that incredibly easy to adapt to. I did not find that to be a problem. I sort of saw that it was I could adapt to that, and I sort of liked it, to be honest with you. Not so much to the degree that I don't like having a sight on the front of the 9mm. But in terms of looking down, is that easier to do without if you have a longer slide?
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Yeah.
You know, having the sight in front of the dot was very purposeful. I wanted it to be unobtrusive. I wanted it to be basically invisible until you needed it.
Right.
You know, so for those guys who want back iron sights with a RDSM, it should be almost invisible. And actually, we sent a regulator out to a good friend and client the other day, and he got it, and he called me, and he's like, dude, I love this gun. It's great, blah, blah, blah. Shot, you know, a couple hundred rounds, but and he's never had a gun with a red dot on it like this, right, with irons. And he says, the only problem I'm having is how do I line up the dot with the irons when I'm shooting it? And I'm like, do what? I don't understand what you're talking about. Yeah, you know, I can't seem to line up the dot with the irons. I'm like, no, it won't, because the way we do the irons are purposeful that they're a one-third co-witness. So they are one-third the way up in the glass so that they do not interrupt the dot.
Right.
And if you are lining up the dot with the irons, you're doing it wrong on one of our guns. Now, if you're one of those guys that, you know, you just have a hard-on for suppressor height sights, okay,
right.
Well, those are made to direct co-witness. Have fun finding a holster. Have fun snagging all your clothes, you know, with all that jazz. Me personally, I don't want to deal with suppressor height sights. I don't even use sights on suppressed guns, on suppressed pistols. I just aim them just as if I am aiming a shotgun right down the top of the suppressor. And I find that to be as accurate, if not more so, than trying to use iron sights. But
coming up, we're coming up on the next break. I have something I want to ask you when we get back about that, though. But we're coming up on the next break. And, well, Chambers Custom, they're pretty much, they have expanded capacity. And I think I just increased one of the guns they're going to build by one by changing my mind. And that has probably gone already, but check them out at ChambersCustom.com. You can also check them on Facebook at Chambers Custom, and you can check them out at Instagram on Chambers Custom if you want to keep up with it, which Instagram is the way I like to go. But I do follow them all the way around. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Government officials from the United States say a prominent state-backed Russian hacking group is responsible for ongoing cyber attacks against organizations involved in the development of coronavirus vaccines and other healthcare-related work. The attacks targeting universities, private companies, and other organizations working on vaccine research and testing globally are designed to steal intellectual property amid the response to COVID-19. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump discusses rolling back regulations that will help all Americans.
Our historic regulatory relief is providing the average American household an extra $3,100 every single year.
and your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 135 points to finish at 26,735. This is USA Radio News. A congressional bill would require TSA take the temperatures of all passengers during security checks. The bipartisan Healthy Skies Act was introduced by Republicans Ted Budd of North Carolina and Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Democrat John Larson of Connecticut. The checks are helped to make people feel safe when flying. Another retailer is feeling the heat during the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
JCPenney is cutting 1,500 jobs and closing more than 150 stores as it works to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and still survive the pandemic. The layoffs at the 118-year-old retailer will involve corporate, field management, and international staff. The chain traced back to a Wyoming dry goods store founded in 1902. The retailer was in trouble before the coronavirus outbreak, but that only made things worse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Joe Chambers because this is the 1911 University. As I'm listening to what you have to say about that, I'm wondering if I need to, like with the other guns that I have that I'm thinking about cutting dots on, because Steve has got me convinced that's the way to go.
Dot is life.
Dot is life. That I'm wondering if I should just avoid sights on any gun that I put a red dot on. What do you think?
I don't know that I would go that far. I just don't think they're necessary on every gun.
Well, I mean, now, is it going to be the fact that they're not necessary on a gun you build because of the way you dial it in and you meld the whole optic spring sighting in and all that other stuff and just make it so, shall we say, seamless?
Yeah, I mean, it's all pretty seamless when it comes together. The beautiful thing about not putting sights on is you can always put them on later if you really want them.
Well, I was thinking like on my Glocks, if I take off the front sight and just leave it off,
there's a hole in the floor.
Well, I could use that to put some incense in or something while I'm shooting to keep me mellow.
Put some sage in there.
Some sage, yeah. Some sage. That would take a little work, I guess. Then you're filling in that hole, and then you basically have a gun you're never going to be able to let go of, right?
Right.
It'll be with you forever. Yeah, I don't have too many like that. So anyway, now as far as the geometry on your single stack 45s. Will it be such that a regular are there holsters out in the wild right now that will fit this gun?
For red
red dot thermostat?
Well, you know, if it's got the red dot cut on it. If it's got the red dot cut on it. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a couple of options. Can we talk about that? Can I mention company names today?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay. So I've got a couple of prototypes here from Tencor, who is a great company. You have to understand me.
You're breaking up on me again, though. If you want to mention names, you might want to get out there.
Oh, there we go. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a couple of prototype holsters right now from Tencor.
Okay.
T-E-N-I-C-O-R. And great company so far to deal with. Jeff, the owner, is a super nice guy. We met at SHOT Show, and he asked me specifically, what do you want in a holster that you're going to carry? And so I laid out those things for him, and then I told him what other people who are clientele have asked me for in particular. So he sent me a couple, three prototypes. He actually has my personal Night Fighter right now that you had. And he's been doing some shooting and testing with it and checking out the holster prototypes to make sure they fit and all that jazz. And those will be coming to market very soon from what I've been told. And they accommodate a single stack or one of our fat WMGs, Pro Series fat guns with a red dot or without, either way.
Right.
He's got a couple of models. One's an AIWB model. One's just an IWB model. One is a AIWB with the ability to put in a Surefire X300 on the gun. And then he's going to be coming out with an OWB model eventually. I think I'm excited about the options that are going to be available through Tencor. And excited about working with them because I like working with companies that listen to your input as the gun builder and as the customer. And you know, a lot of companies out there, they just go, "Well, this is what we built. Well, cool story, bro," but that doesn't work.
Well, right? I mean,
it doesn't work.
Right? Is there any sort of slight variation in the geometry to where they have to make a special fit for it, or?
Yeah, it has to be cut a little bit further on the front side of the cut,
right?
Because we have the backup sight in front of the dot,
right?
And with the way they do it, where it's stopping on the trigger guard, not on the mount, then it allows for, you know, if a guy has a staccato with the duo mount with the backup iron sight in the rear, it'll still work for that gun. But it's specifically made with the Chambers Custom RDSM mount in mind, knowing that it'll work with all others that way. And, you know, so I'm sure some people out there, they'll see the holsters and they'll go, "Well, my red dot's unprotected." Well,
right.
If you're carrying it concealed, it's not, because you're wearing a garment over the top of it. Open carry is kind of dumb unless you're in the woods, in my opinion, but whatever, people do it. It's cool, whatever. I did it for years until I realized I don't really want people to see that I'm carrying a gun. I'm not carrying a gun to threaten people. I'm carrying a gun for my own protection. And the element of surprise is worth a lot. But, yeah, so I don't really concern myself with the fact that the dot is open in the holster. It doesn't bother me any. And I've been carrying the Velo 4, which is the AIWB holster, for, I don't know, a month, month and a half now, almost on a daily basis, and haven't noticed any ill effects with it. I like it a lot. It's very comfortable. It's the most comfortable AIWB holster that I've tried.
So when you say AIWB, that's appendix?
Appendix inside the waistband.
Gotcha. I think appendix, I don't know if I've told you this. I've been going through some spine decompression here lately.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, okay. So I may be getting close to being able to do inside the waistband appendix. I won't be able to do inside the waistband 3 o'clock anymore because that pushes my back out.
Right. And I had to go away from that myself. I carried that way for a long time. At 3 o'clock or just slightly behind, and it just wrenches your back.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a quality belt carrying appendix, is nice. It's comfortable. You got a quality belt and a well-made holster that's made for that. You do have to subjugate yourself to the fact that you're going to buy pants that are bigger than you're used to buying.
Right.
You just are. You know, if you wear a 36, you're going to buy a 38. If you wear a 34, you're going to buy a 36. So, you know, set aside your pride and buy the pants that are going to fit with your gun. And if you need a pair of pants just like them for when you go out without a gun, which I don't know why you go out without a gun, but whatever, buy two pairs, you know, stop being cheap.
Right. I think AIWB is the fastest way to put a gun into a gunfight. From what I see, when I see somebody knows how what they're doing on the draw. But we're coming up on the last break.
Let's talk about that when we get back, because I have some thoughts on that. Exactly.
I would like to know, because I've never been able to carry that way, but it looks to me like it is the fastest. But now that I'm a little more straight and everything, and I don't have my abdomen pushing everything forward, I might be able to AIWB. And here I thought I was going to have to go on Weight Watchers. You can find Joe's stuff at ChambersCustom.com. You can find Chambers Custom at Facebook, and you can find them at Instagram. For those of you that want to follow them and watch what they do and watch this evolution, because it is definitely an evolution in progress, try those two ways, Facebook or Instagram. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking
to on the firing line.
That, you like that, don't you? You like that? That's, I do have a way with turning a phrase here and there.
You have a voice for radio.
Yep, that's right. And the face. Anyway.
I wasn't going to say that.
And the face. I got the face, too. Even though I do stream the show, I've got a couple of issues right now with the stream. But as soon as I iron those out, I'm going to stream the 1911 University when you come on the show. So we got that coming. So anyway, we were talking about appendix inside the waistband, Carrie, which I have not been able to do heretofore because it looked like just any old day now I was going to be the octodad. For those that can inside the waistband, Carrie, I think that's the fastest presentation in a gunfight, and you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, because I had never carried appendix. Much at all, because
you're breaking up on me again.
Is that better?
I don't know what it is you do, but yes, it is. It's better.
I don't know. It's if I turn my head the wrong way in the office here, it goes weird. Anyways, I had never carried appendix very much because I hadn't found holsters to be very comfortable. And when I got the tentacore holster, I have a filster too, which is a very cool holster. When I got the tentacore holster, I decided to give it a try in earnest with my 38 Super. And then when Eric finished my Yeti, I started carrying it, appendix. And I found it very comfortable in that holster because it's made specifically for comfort appendix style carry. And what I found was, exactly that. It's extremely fast to get the gun out if you practice a little bit. Now, for some people it might be a little unnerving reholstering because, you know, there's a specific way that you have to do it safely.
Right.
You know, take a, if you're right-handed, take a step back with your right leg, point the gun out as you present it to the holster and slide it in the holster. I don't find that to be as much of an issue with a 1911 because it's got a thumb safety and a manual grip safety versus a Glock. It would make me a little nervous. But, you know, if you use the right technique, I think it's perfectly safe. The only way I have experienced myself faster drawing is out of a duty rig.
Right.
You know, I can yank a gun out of a duty rig really fast. But you ain't carrying a duty rig around town because you ain't got a badge. So, you know, I'm not going to carry my Safariland duty rig on my belt around town every day. That's not practical. So yeah, I think it's good. There are some other advantages to appendix carry. Like, for example, you know, you're not going to ever brush against some, well, I shouldn't say ever. You are seldom going to brush against somebody, let's say in a store, where they're going to feel your gun appendix carry. Because, well, it's appendix carry. You know, I've bumped into people in the store sideways before, and I know they felt that I had a gun on me. You know, because they give you a look like, oh, what was that? You got a metal hip there? No, it's a gun. It prints a lot less than carrying on strong side or cross draw style carry. Simply because it's in the front of your body and you have your shirt on or your cover garment on and it's hanging over it. So yeah, I think there's a lot of advantages. I don't find it exceptionally comfortable when I'm driving, so I take it off and put it, you know, in the console. But that's fine, you know. If I'm going on a long road trip, I don't carry appendix. I carry in a shoulder rig or whatever. So,
well, my question about AIWB is, what about sitting down, like sitting in your car, sitting down at a table, that kind of thing?
That was one of my concerns. And again, I think this goes back to getting the right holster for the gun and also carrying an appropriate gun for your body style. You know, I don't have an extremely long torso. I'm not a very tall guy. I'm 5'10", maybe a shade shorter, but I'm not a very tall guy. So if I'm going to be sitting a long time, driving or whatever, like I said, I just take it off. If I'm running to town, I leave it on. I can deal with the discomfort that long. Or I can shift the gun up when I get in the car, you know, pull the gun, the holster rig up into my stomach more so it's not poking me in the groin. I don't have an issue if I take Heidi to dinner and we're sitting at a restaurant somewhere with it poking me. If I need to make a minor adjustment while I'm sitting there behind the table, that's fine. So, but you know, I'm carrying a commander size gun.
Right.
I'm not carrying a full size gun. I'm not carrying a long slide, certainly. You know, I'm carrying a gun that's appropriate for my body size. I'm also carrying the gun relatively high. I have the holster positioned relatively high on my belt line. I see a lot of guys carrying the holster kind of deep down appendix, and Eric and I talked about that because he is a concealed carry instructor, teaches a lot of classes on that, and he pointed out to me that if you carry the gun deep appendix, you can't really get the grip very fast because you have your pants in the way. And that's absolutely right. The point of carrying appendix concealed like that, part of the objective is to be able to get to the gun fast.
Fast.
Get the gun, right, get the gun into the fight quickly.
Right.
If you can't grab the grip, you can't get the gun out. And so I carry it a little higher, probably about an inch and a half higher than a lot of people that I've seen do it, which also aids in the comfort of the situation in and of itself.
Anyway, I'm looking into that. I'm looking into that being the thing. Do you carry slightly to your right? You're not carrying on the center line. You're carrying slightly to the right, right? Okay.
Correct. Yep.
And do you stick a spare mag? Do you have one of those rigs that has a spare mag right there too? Because it's all so convenient.
No.
No? Okay.
If I carry a spare mag, it's on this little magnet clippy thing that Fisher gave me. And I carry it in my left-hand pocket.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I carry my spares right now in my back pocket when I carry them. I've had some people say, well, you should wear them on your belt. And then I'm like, well, how many do you carry? And they'd be like, six.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, going into Fallujah or something?
Well, I mean, that's Super Dave. Super Dave carries a lot of ammo with him. He carries six spare magazines with him when he's gone, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I, honestly, and we've all talked about this in the shop, if I'm going somewhere where I feel like I need that kind of armament, I'm taking a rifle in the truck.
You're going to take that Fuller AK, aren't you?
Yeah, that.
That'd do a little bit of dealing, won't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to take a long gun with me. There's been a few times where I'm going somewhere where I carry the Night Fighter, the regulators, and an extra mag. Okay, so I have 36 rounds.
Right.
If you can't do serious social work with 36 rounds, you probably should have been carrying a rifle over your shoulder. You know, I mean, that's a lot of bullets, 36 rounds. That's a lot of gunfighting.
Well, we don't have time to discuss it. We'll discuss this next week because when I was talking with John Farnham last time he was on the show, I think you'd find it interesting what he recommends you carry. So we'll talk about that in the next 1911 University when we go into the old, we're going to do some Fallujah preparation. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it, Fallujah preparation. And in the meantime, if you are looking to check out Chambers Custom, you can find them at Chambers Custom on Facebook. You can find them at Chambers Custom on Instagram. You can find him on the web at chamberscustom.com. You can find out when you might have a chance to get into the Chambers Custom gun itself, because that is not every day. So, thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me again, Bill. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes, sir. You're going to be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.